Okay, Jim, whenever you're feeling it.
Warren just told me, Jimmy, whenever you're feeling it, and I'm feeling it. I'm really feeling it. Hi again, everybody. Welcome to a special episode of Inside Curling. It's Inside the Women's Worlds. The round robin just completed. We're all about that. And what a round robin it was for you know who. We couldn't do it without you listening to the show. We thank you very much for doing that. We come at you each and every week on our regular show of Inside Curling. We want to thank all our sponsors as well, Jackpot City, Coyote Tractor, and Goldline. We encourage you to support them because they support us. Coyote Tractor brings you hot rock topics each and every week on our show. If you have work to do, Coyote has the tractors, the UTVs, the ZTRs, and compact construction equipment to do it. Coyote, we dig dirt. Here it is, the round robin. Completed just a few minutes ago at the end of the Women's Worlds. It went all the way, right till Friday, because it's a big round robin. It's in Sydney, Nova Scotia, and the playoffs are set for six teams starting tomorrow. We're going to get everyone's take on that, Kevin and Warren. The Canadian Mixed Doubles Championship ended today in Fredericton, and we're going to review the results. On our weekly show, Jackpot City brings you what's happening around the curling world. Jackpot City, casino games perfectly made for you. Here's an update. The World Women's Championships in Nova Scotia is heading into the playoffs, and our intrepid reporter is on the ground. Okay. Kevin, over to you, baby. What a week. What a week.
Oh, yeah. What a week. What a night. Where do I start? I think I start with Stefania Constantini is trying to take over the record from Kevin Cooey in playing with only a couple of seconds left on the clock every game. This game, this last game against Team Japan, she had tons of time. She threw her last rock with 7 seconds left. So that's the most I've seen her play with for a long, long time. So it's quite amazing. But they ended up pulling it out. What an incredible win. Stole the extra against Japan to end up giving Italy the third place, which is a big deal because then they play Denmark. Now, Denmark ended up 6-6, tied with USA at 6-6. But in the round robin, Denmark beat the U.S. That's why they got in instead of USA. So 3 plays 6. That's Italy against Denmark. I just don't know what to expect out of Italy. They did not play well the first 5 ends, and then they played great.
Yeah, they were down, eh? Yeah.
And then the other qualifying game, you've got Korea, who just gave Canada their first loss, just beating Canada, and playing against Anna Hasselborg, who has pretty much every medal you can imagine except the women's gold. So they really want this, and they play each other. So that should be just a heck of a game. Now, the winner of the 4-5 game, which is Korea versus Sweden, plays Canada in the semifinal. And then the winner of the Italy-Denmark game plays Switzerland in the semifinal. So that's how it all shakes down. It was really interesting. And, you know, you got to congratulate Estonia for beating Norway tonight. Mm-hmm. That's a huge win for them to be able to beat the world silver medalists from last year. So there's all kinds of great storylines here in Sydney. One thing, though, we actually talked about it on the broadcast tonight. When you go to walk across the street here, Jimmy, and you're within 25 feet of the street,
yep,
all traffic stops both ways.
What?
And yeah, they wait for you to walk across the street. It's unbelievable. And everybody waves at you as you're going across the street. And then you carry on to the race.
Yeah, good. So,
yeah, it's just the way it is. It's awesome. Big crowd tonight. Big crowd tonight. It was really lively, the building. So yeah, it's they're putting on a heck of a show here in Sydney. No question about that.
Anyone, Kev, that didn't do as well as you thought they should have?
Well, I think Norway finishing at 4-8. I don't think they did as well as they probably should have. Scotland won't be happy with their results at 5-7, but I think the rest I think are pretty much spot on. USA fighting for a playoff spot. We kind of thought that. Denmark Same thing, you know, they were neck and neck with the U.S., just Denmark beat them in the round robin. But as far as the top teams, Jimmy, you've got Canada, Switzerland. They're in the 1-2 spots. They both get the buys to the semis, so nothing big surprise there. Italy, we've been talking about Constantini all year being good. Mm-hmm. Of course, Team Gim out of Korea.
Right.
Excellent.
Right.
You know, and then Anna Hasselborg wanting to get that world championship gold. So not a lot of surprises in that regard, other than maybe a couple of teams, Norway not doing as well as what they would have expected, and Scotland struggling, especially early in the week.
Warren, you and I were talking before we jumped on air, and I said, Rach, don't let it slip. She was 11-0, and she loses her 12th game in the round robin. And Warren, you said, you think it's good that she lost that game?
Yes, I do. And here's why. In this playoff system where you bring in the fifth and sixth place teams, you know, this is why I love the Page system playoff, because if you finish 1-2, you got a chance to go into the playoff and stumble once and still be around. But in this system, when you're bringing in six teams and everything's sudden death, you have no chance to hiccup at all. And here's what's going to happen with Canada. So they're going to play the winner of Korea and Sweden. If Sweden happens to get through that game, which they very well could, they have five losses. So Canada is an undefeated team, would have been going against potentially a team with five losses, and that's a lot of heat on you that you don't need.
Oh, I see.
There's already,
okay,
already enough heat. So that takes a little bit of the edge off, I think, by dropping that game tonight versus going into that semifinal game and possibly playing Sweden, who has five losses and who are very capable. I think it just it should help them a little bit. And, of course, Korea is the other possibility that they'll be looking at, and he has played them, and so they know what they're dealing with there. Same thing with Switzerland on the other side. They could face Denmark if they're able to beat Italy, and they have six losses. So that's the problem with bringing that fifth and sixth place team in. It's just going too deep into the pool. If we look at the records perfectly, you would have Canada with one loss. You'll have Switzerland with two losses. Italy and Korea all in that same ballpark, and then you jump down to five and six losses, which, again, Sweden had a rough start, but nevertheless, I just don't believe that fifth and sixth place teams should be in there. So I think from Canada's point of view, they're in good shape, and I think dropping that game tonight just takes a little bit of edge off for them, and I think should possibly help them.
Okay, so you got to give us the other side, Warren, the good of having six teams.
I don't know if
there is
one.
I mean, in a 13
game round robin, which is 12 games, if you lose half those games, I don't think you should be in a playoff for the gold. I think you just haven't done well enough. And as soon as you bring in anything beyond four teams with a 12, 13 team, whatever, you're going too deep in the pool. And I mean, you're playing an entire week, well, more than a week, to get to this point, and then all of a sudden, ping, ping, pong, you can be done instantly. So that's just my thoughts about it. That's why I like the Page playoff. It gives those two first place, the first and second place team, it gives them a little bit of a hiccup once they go into that final playoff, and I think they've earned it.
What do you say, Kev? Do you agree with Warren? 5-6 losses, you shouldn't be in a playoff. I think you're muted.
Yeah, I muted it, Jimmy, because the wind is so howling so hard at my windows. Jim, I've got this beautiful view out of my hotel of the water, but it is howling over the water. And the wind, I thought it was going to bother you guys having the wind noise coming through my windows. So anyway, 5-6 losses, it is how they run the world. And one thing about it, when you've got a team like Sweden, and boy, did they stumble at the start. Three losses in a row, it looked terrible for them. They are scary right now. They could win this thing coming out of the five hole. So, yeah, you're probably right, Warren, that you'd get the people who played more consistently all week. But you've got a scary team coming up in Anna Hasselborg from five down, if you want to call it that, five losses. And, yeah, they could do some damage in the playoffs, absolutely.
Yeah, didn't they start 0-3, Sweden?
0-3, Jimmy. You're absolutely right. 0-3, and played okay, but it was not Anna Hasselborg like to start with. But they are now. They really are. They're coming on strong.
Okay, Warren, becoming our favorite segment, the famous picks.
Well, this is a very good news day for our picks. So probably for the first time ever, we had to pick six teams, and we picked them all.
No kidding. All right.
Today is a winner. We did pick Canada, Switzerland, Italy, Korea, Denmark, and Sweden. So congratulations, boys, on a perfect hit out of the park.
Once again, however, there's always a little bit of individual bragging rights. And I don't know if you're used to it now, Warren, or not, but I've told you several shows ago when we started doing our picks that if we tie, I get the win. Okay, so once again, this is not the first time we've had. You guys have a little asterisk by your name, okay? Because I actually went.
Well, as I recall, you really had a tough pick to make, Switzerland.
I want to go back to the time where we were interviewing a guy and I didn't pick him, and I said I did. Kev, you were gone, and about 5 seconds later, I got a text from Hanson. You freaking liar. You never picked that. And I ended.
Everything's always a competition around here.
I ended the show. I cut the broadcast before Warren had a chance to respond. Do we do our new picks now, Warren? Do we go right into that?
We're going to pick two finalists and a winner. Because tomorrow night when we, well, actually we can pick the winner tomorrow night. So we just picked two finalists tonight. Because after we finish tonight, they're going to play right down to two teams before we come back tomorrow night. So pick two. You've got on the top side, you've got Korea, Sweden, and Canada. And on the bottom side, you have Italy, Denmark, and Switzerland.
I'm going with Rach and Switzerland. And Rachel will win.
Well, I'm afraid I can't argue with that one. I mean, I'm a little leery about Sweden right now, but I think in the end, Canada will defeat them if they make it through that game. So I'm going to go Canada, Switzerland as well. I can't.
No, no, you can't really do that. I already picked Canada, Switzerland.
Yes, I can. No.
Okay, I'll change mine. I'm going to go Canada.
Well, you got to pick who you think's going to win. That's what this is all about. So if we all pick the same teams, we'll all be wrong or all be right.
Okay, I'm going Hasselborg. Change mine. You go Holman. I'm going Hasselborg. So you got to pick, Kev.
Well, I just can't. I watched all week, and Canada's has been just great. Switzerland, you know, they definitely want to set a record. So I've got to pick Canada playing Switzerland in the final. And I really do think Rachel Holman will win. I really do.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think she will too, unless she runs into a real stick of dynamite. And I mean, that can happen. Look at the game against Turkey, how that skip played. So if you run into that, it could get tough. But if you don't run into a giant killer, she's there, I think, as well.
And Fleury, I can't help but I watched that game today. I can't. Every time I look at her, I swear to God, she should be doing homework. She looks about 16, man. You know, she looks, right? Don't you have algebra you got to do or something? Don't you have finals you got to get ready for? She looks so young. And she's a force, of course. We got all our picks in there. Good luck to all the teams, but in particular, go Canada, go. And I wish I was there. There's nothing better, man, than being at a Briar or a Scotties or the Worlds when the home country is in the playoffs, man. That'll be just fantastic for Sydney. Warren, we've got to do an update on the Canadian Mixed Doubles Championship. It was determined today in Fredericton.
It was, and I watched that final. It was extremely entertaining, but let's go back and look at what happened in the semifinals. So in one semifinal was Jocelyn Peterman and Brent Gallant against Andrianne and Colton Lott. And the Lott twosome defeated Gallant and Peterman by a score of 8-4. In the other semifinal, it was Laura Walker and Kirk Myers against Madison Kleiter and Ryan Kleiter. And the Myers-Walker team won that one 8-6. So that set the final for Adriana and Colton Lott against Laura Walker and Kirk Myers. And it was a fabulous game. And in the end, the Lots won it 7-5, but it wasn't without a pretty classic finish. So when Laura Walker threw her last rock in the eighth end, she was trying a triple takeout to actually count two, which they had to win the game. She came very, very close to making it. Her shooter rolled over, and now there was some question of whether the Myers-Walker team were shot or the Coltons or the Lots were shot. So they had to measure. And it was a pretty close measure. I think they had to go around three times before they decided that the Lots were the winners. So it was quite a finish. So the gold medal winners are the Lots. The silver medal winners Walker Myers. The bronze medal winners are Gallant Peterman, who defeated the Kleiters 6-3 in the bronze medal game. The winners received $35,000, the silver medal winners $20,000, and the winners will go off to the World Championship in Östersund, Sweden, towards the end of April. And I might add, watching that whole thing today, you know, it was very, very entertaining, and it moves so quick. There's no standing around for 2 minutes and 3 minutes making decisions on your next shot because they don't have the time. And it just moves so fast. The shots are so good by both those teams that I watched. And it's just a shame it's not getting the attention that it should. I mean, running at the same time as the Women's Worlds with the actual final happening at noon on Friday just is not the spot that's going to give that particular discipline the attention it needs as an Olympic medal sport. And it's very entertaining, and it's so quick. Anyway, those are my comments on it. So, Kevin, it was a good game to watch. It was excellent.
Yeah, I wish I would have seen it. Obviously, everybody knows what I feel, you know, how I feel about mixed doubles. But congratulations. Yeah, that's fantastic to Lots. They're good. They're good. They'll carry the flag nicely at the World Championships, and good luck to them. But yeah, I'm the same as you, Warren. I'd really like to see some sort of a separation. Actually, I've had some good discussions here with some people from the World Curling while we've been here this week in Nova Scotia about somehow separating, changing the schedule, separating mixed doubles so it can breathe. It can be its own thing. And so hopefully over time that'll happen.
Yeah, compared to that marathon you're going through in Sydney, this event started Sunday and it ends at noon on Friday. So, I mean, it's only 6 days as well versus about 10, 12. So it's just, it's very tight and it moves so quick. And it's just too bad it's not getting more visibility.
I can only imagine, Warren, if you were running things like you used to run and they said, by the way, Warren, we didn't check you there, but we've scheduled the Women's Worlds and the Canadian Mixed on the same weekend.
Don't think that would have been
happening. Yeah, I don't think so. God, I wish I was there. Just as a joke, it would be good. Yeah, someone tell Hanson we've got four events on the same day. Good stuff. Thank you all for tuning in. I think that's all we got. Warren, this is a tight show.
Well, I have an email that we received just this evening that I think I should read. It's involving our partner here, Mr. Martin, and a little task he provided to somebody today, and they sent us an email. So, I know it was a minor thing for Kevin Martin, but seeing him coming out of the Centre 200 in Sydney this week and him being so accommodating for a picture was amazing for me as a longtime curler and Kevin Martin fan. So, thanks so much. Hope you enjoyed your chilly time in the Cape, and that's from... Cheryl Layton, obsessed curling fan.
Oh, fantastic. Nice. Very nice. Now, the people are really, really friendly here. I can't say that enough. Really special.
So, guys, you forgot, tomorrow's my big debut as a play-by-play guy for curling.
Oh, that's right.
I'm doing the Warren. Just hear Warren. Oh, Jesus. Jim won. Yeah. I am. It's the 2024 Western Canadian Blind Curling Championships final. It's at the Granite Club here in Edmonton. It's presented by the Western Blind Curling Association at the Granite Club. It's live on AMI Audio. Okay, you can stream it there, Accessible Media Inc. Available later as a podcast under AMI-Audio Live. And so that's what I'm doing. I'm doing the final tomorrow. I was going to do it all by myself, Kev, but I pulled in some heavy heat, okay? you weren't available. Warren's not here, so I got Marcel Rock is going to drop in and help me out.
That will help. That will help greatly. Say hi to Marcel.
He doesn't realize how much work is ahead of him for tomorrow. So
the Granite Club, I curled at that club for about 9 years, and I think it was a club champion there once. Oh. So maybe you'll find my name on a trophy.
I'm going to look around. I am going to look around for that. I'll find it for sure. Anyway, wish me luck, boys. Wish me luck. I'm going to need some luck tomorrow. Marcel Rock was telling me when they were rolling, Kevin, with Furby's team, that they suited up to play against a blind curling team, and they put them on goggles, you know, that made their vision, you know, impaired like it is for the other people. And he said they got absolutely slaughtered.
They got no chance.
Okay, there we go. Our weekly show comes each and every week, and Goldline brings you in the house, our favorite spot. Gold Line is the proud sponsor and founding partner of United We Curl, a nonprofit focused on expanding diversity in curling. Learn more at unitedwecurl.com. Thanks, everyone, for tuning in. Check us out on Facebook or our Facebook group. Drop us an email, insidecurling@gmail.com. That's insidecurling@gmail.com. Thank you very much to the lovely lady who gave us the email about Kevin. Kev, apparently you don't need to fly home. You just need to stand outside and the wind will blow you back here. Okay, you don't need to catch a plane. You take it easy, Kev. You're off for a few days and then you're across the pond, aren't you, to do the men's?
Heading to men's, absolutely. Yeah, excited to get there.
Good stuff. Thanks, everyone, for listening. We appreciate it. And we will be back tomorrow night, maybe, right after the final to bring everyone up to date and talk about the week that was. Take it easy, everybody. See you, Warren. See you, Kevin.
Thanks, Jim.